Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we were talking about pickleball, and one of my medical students, one of my favorite medical students, you know, is hopefully he and the other ones are going to teach me. I'm old. I'm Generation X. We need the millennials to kind of teach us what pickleball is. Apparently, pickleball is big. It's like one of the fastest growing sports. I'm starting to learn up on it. It kind of looks kind of fun. I'm still more into racquetball because I really suck at tennis. I'm not really good on courts. You know, and I love racquetball. I love it. But, you know, pickleball looks closer to racquetball than it does tennis. So maybe I'll be good at that. But when we were talking about pickleball, we brought up kids' private part designation or names for it. And so when I was growing up, you would hear boys use the term pickles. Okay? And girls, you would never really hear the typical terms. And by the way, disclaimer, if you have kids in the car, I would probably switch the channel because we're going to be using terms. Apparently, pediatricians and psychologists say they're fine. Kids should be able to talk about vaginas and penises and things like that. But I still, maybe because I'm old school and I'm Generation X, I don't like to use those terms. I like to use, you know, other terms like cookie and, you know, Lily for girls, and for boys, you know, their wee-wee or their, okay? Now, apparently what the growing trend is if you have an 18-month-old to a 2-year-old, you could use those little names. But when they're over 2, they deserve to know the exact name of the private part. And they are suggesting in Psychology Today and Metro Parent and all these others to actually teach them vulva, teach them clitoris, teach them penis and shaft and things like that. I would just, oh my gosh, knowing my brother growing up, there, if he knew any of those words, it would make discussions at the dinner table really bad. I just don't. Again, it's so funny because being a doctor, they're right. A child should be able to talk about their body parts appropriately. And I have to admit, because I hear grown-ups use terms for, let's say, breasts and vaginas, and I hate the terms they use. Some of them are just, it just, oh my God, like there's a lot of terms for boobies I really don't like when I hear, and I'm like, I just don't, it makes you cringe. I'd rather they just say breasts. You know, same thing. I, you know, hear a lot of people call, you know, their male private part a whole bunch of things. They allude to food. They'll call it, you know, usually something in the protein category, you know, or vegetable category. Sometimes, you know, people will address female genitalia, especially breasts, using a fruit. And you know, I get it. So I think I get that. You know, so apparently what the experts are saying is you need to be very upfront and open with your kids. Now, one of the reasons why is not so they're 40 years old and when they ask for a pap smear, they go, yeah, you know, I need you to pap smear my cookie. Okay, you know, it's because, although it's so funny because older women will not call it the vagina. They'll be like, you know, my whatever. Yeah, I call it a lily. I don't know why. I just always have. You know, it just, yeah, I don't really know where I got that from, but I just do. All right? So when I call the gynecologist's office, I'm like, hi. And they're like, you know, what do you need? You know, is this your physical? Do you need a mammogram order? And I go, no, no, it's the lily. All right? We need to address the lily. It needs a checkup. I went to the dentist. Now, the dentist, you're not going to use, you know, you're not going to use other terms for the mouth, but you'll use other terms for that. So when I call the gynecologist, they go, okay, Lely exam. Exactly, Lely exam. So, but one of the reasons why this is so important when it comes to kids is because of assault. So if a child is taught to not use the proper term for a body part, if they are assaulted at school or by a stranger or whatever, they might not be believed. Or they might not be, you know, they say in terms of an assault, if a child goes, don't touch my cookie, the aggressor may continue and think, okay, this person is naive, he's using a code term, or she's using a code term, whatever. But if a child says, get away from my vagina, I mean, it kind of is a little bit of a barrier in terms of, okay, I know what it is, I know what you're touching, I'm going to use the proper term. So they want kids to be very, very aware and be very open and able to talk about the body parts. I mean, we're in a much different society. I mean, when I grew up, you know, my parents never walked around the house naked, thank God. I mean, I remember walking in my dad peeing, you know, or my dad might pee standing up. You couldn't really see anything. And gosh, I wanted to pee standing up. Gosh, peeing standing up. But still, if I could figure out a way to do that, I would really rather do that. It would just make life so much easier. I hate having to sit on a toilet seat. But, you know, my family, you really, you know, you never really talked about things. You didn't really... You know, it was very, closed off. With my kids, we're a lot more open. We use terms. You know, I used wee-wee for them because I had two boys, you know. And little wee-wee, wee-wee. Now, with the boys, I just say, you know, Tanner, I call them by Tanner staging, you know, because I'm a doctor. So I'll, you know, academicize things, right, you know, and intellectualize them. You know? And I go, look, you know, your Tanner 13 is showing. Oh, now that's another thing. Let's say your kid's zipper's down. What do you say? You know, you say your zipper's down, or I could see your penis. That's not what in my family, I'm like, the cow's poking its head out the barn door. You know, and they're like, oh, my cow. So they were calling a cow for a little bit. And I'm sure my husband, you know, when I gave birth, called me a cow. So maybe he still does. Who knows? So, you know, to make a long story short, to end the segment, okay, you know, trying to, you know, still be as PG as possible. With your kids, it is totally okay over the age of two to use proper terminology. If it's awkward and you're still not there, like I don't think I'd still be there, you could call it private parts. Private parts. Because, you know, some of them might at school raise their hand. And so, you know, instead of saying, I got to shake the dew off my lily, or say, you know, I got to wet empty the whatever, you know, you'd rather they use proper terminology, I guess. All right, that's the world today, the new norm. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get help. Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we have our first dog in the United States with coronavirus. We talked about that. And we talked about how now, if we social distance in our neck of the woods, pets have to social distance too. So no more doggy parks, pets have to be on a leash, they have to be 6 feet away from other pets, and they can't sniff each other's butt. Now, one day after the social distancing guidelines were released by the CDC, my cats brought in three lizards and a rat. And so they are really defying the stay-at-home and social distancing order, and I just really don't know how to control them. They said, well, don't let cats out of the house. Well, there's a doggy door. Somebody has to go pee-pee outside. Cats go out the doggy door. So people want to know, you know, which dog was this and why? Well, it was a pug. We talked about pugs. His name is Winston, a two-year-old pug in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He became the first U.S. dog to test positive. Now, keep in mind, we aren't really testing animals that easily or frequently, so, I mean, maybe there are more. You know, my little dog, Uzi, every now and then she'll sneeze, and we call her coronavirus Ooze. Every time she sneezes, she doesn't understand that it's only a sneeze. But, you know, who knows? Maybe, you know, she does. But we're not going to test her because she's not acting sick and she's still happy and, you know, she's on social isolation. So pugs are predisposed to have weak lungs because they have short, squished up noses, according to Annie Harvelis, a veterinarian and chief medical officer for Animal Wellness Center Hospitals. She says pugs have brachycephalic syndrome. This gives them the appearance of a shortened snout, but causes them to have upper respiratory issues. Yeah, they always sound boogery and snotty and things like that. They say it's possible that being a pug made him more susceptible to the virus. So that is interesting because, you know, my dog has a snout. Now, she's a Bichon Frise, if I'm pronouncing that right. No, she's French. She doesn't have the delicacy of anything French. She's just, so lie there, you know, spread eagle, and, you know, she never wears pants, and, you know, she just kind of sits there and licks herself and just kind of, you know, I'm like, can you please act more ladylike? You're from France. You're supposed to be French. Oui? She's a je ne sais pas. So, I'm not sure what's going on with her. But she's got a snout. So my guess is if you have a snout and a virus does come near your nose, snout, it's got a pathway. You know, just like men and UTIs. We don't see UTIs in men like we do with women. Women have a much shorter urethra than men. Right? So we, you know, maybe same thing with snouts. So that would make sense with a pug. I mean, it almost looks like their nose is right there by the brain. So these brachycephalic breeds are those with flat faces, short necks. They also include bulldogs, chow chows, and shih tzus. Now, Winston had suffered from mild symptoms. His owners had contracted the virus. Interestingly enough, there were like four people in the family, I think, and only three of them got it. The one didn't. But he is a prolific face licker. So the pug lived in a house with a dog that didn't contract the virus. And it could be that Winston had a higher viral load because he was always licking faces. But then they wonder, maybe it's just that it's, you know, he's a pug. They say the virus can stay on the dog's fur. So, Marty Irby, executive director of Animal Wellness Action, said, I'd be looking for anything that might be on the ground, possibly spit or moisture during walks. Wipe your dog's paws and give him a regular bath. So even though they said you could, you know, walk the dog and whatever. You can walk the dog. Just, again, they have to social distance. I guess we've had a couple of domestic kittens, lions and tigers at the Bronx Zoo had tested positive. So animals can get it. You just don't want to kiss a lion or a tiger. Now, I haven't really seen a lot of other dogs because I haven't traveled a lot. And usually there's always a really nice little puppy or German Shepherd. Not yeah, puppy. German Shepherd or somebody at the TSA. And the dogs come up, and it's really interesting because the TSA agents will not let them smell, you know, your groin area, where what a lot of dogs do. But they'll smell bags and things like that. They're really good. Animals can do so much. They can pick up so much. They can even pick up cancer. But apparently, the dogs are not working enough to snuff, they say. Apparently, among the issues is dogs' inability to detect certain explosives or explosive devices. We have a report by federal investigators that screening dogs used by the TSA at checkpoints are largely ineffective. TSA cannot show deployment and use of its PSC teams provided effective security at passenger screening checkpoints. They are referring to passenger screening canines. As a result, they say our nation's aviation system and the traveling public could be at risk of a catastrophic event caused by an undetected explosive device. They said we found canines on TSA's PSC teams may not detect, and then they say redacted, so I think there's a, oh, Okay, my guess is that maybe that was a bad word. This is due to canines having inherent limitations, restricting TSA's ability to train PSCs to detect all significant explosive threats. So the report has also raised concerns that total TSA managers are more concerned about keeping checkpoint lines moving than using the dogs most effectively. So I have to admit, when I've been in line, the line keeps moving. And I'm like, is the dog, and I'm like, should I stand still so the dog can sniff whatever it has to sniff? And the dog usually just walks around in a circle. And he just walks, and we're like, hi, puppy, you know, and they say, don't touch the dog. They're like, oh, but the puppy's like, a little snout. Does he have coronavirus? Yeah, and you pull out a play with the dog, and they're like, don't. But you're moving, and sometimes you're moving so quickly that the dog just gives up. And, you know, what I've seen with some of these dogs is they're amazing, they're smart, but they look like they feel rushed. And they start to go somewhere, and then they feel like because everybody's moving, they have to go and, you know, pivot and do something else. And so I've always wondered, because I watch the dogs, I'm like, were they onto something there with that person? So they say this introduces greater risk because a metal detector only identifies metallic objects, whereas the other equipment identifies all anomalies on a person's body. So being sniffed by a dog, usually will precede a metal detector rather than a body scanner. But maybe they, you know, they just want people to go back to the body scanner. A CNN report in December revealed separate whistleblower concerns with TSA prioritizing speed over security. The report does not address whether even a dog that is ineffective at detection would have a deterrent effect. Now, it's interesting. So my kids were born. One was born, you know, the year before September 11th, the other the year after. And so they've never seen anything different in terms of screenings. I remember when I was taking my son, I had to fly September 2011 to Seattle. And it was a couple weeks after September 11th, so it was at the end of the month. And I had his milk sippy cup, and they made me drink the milk, and I hate milk. And I didn't want to drink it, but I'm like, okay, they're going to think something suspicious with this, so I drink his milk. And, you know, he's like, Ma, you know, he wanted his milk back or whatever. But, you know, we were obviously, you know, those first few weeks very paranoid, right? And then things start to calm down a little bit, and you could have liquids until somebody, I don't know if it was in Great Britain or whatever, brought two liquids with them on the plane, and the mixture of the two was supposed to be a detonating device or cause some explosion. So after that, no liquids. Or you could only, you can't bring your own water bottles, you can't. And then you know, airports use it to their advantage, going, sure, you could buy water with us at $5.50 a bottle. So we buy overpriced bottles of water and drinks at the airport now, and we just get screwed. That's just it. But we stopped people from bringing their own liquids onto the plane. Then you have the underwear bomber. And somebody had, he was wearing a pair of panties or something, and he had an explosive device in his underwear. And I forget how they found him. I thought they actually found him on the plane. I'm not exactly sure what happened with that one. I forgot. I got to look it up. He was the panty bomber, remember? And so with the way we approach now, you know, the TSA and whatever, you know, we've been very frustrated in that, you know, we have all these delays and we have to, you know, spend extra money and we have to be at the airport 2-3, you know, hours before and all that. But, you know, relatively, they've been doing a damn good job. But see, here's the difference. So we forget. Now we have coronavirus and social distancing. How are you supposed to stand in line at an airport? I don't know if anybody's even talked about this yet. How are you supposed to stand in line at an airport? See, we don't have a lot of people at airports now because people aren't flying. But when life gets back to normal or new normal, it's crowds of people. It's like Disneyland in there. So I think the dogs might have a better chance of picking things up because now you have people separated. I don't know. That's just me. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s aren't true. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is calling out those who are giving former Vice President Biden a pass, but were quick to condemn Republicans.
Believe all women means all women, not just based on who they are, what their station in life is, whether they have a college degree, if they're Democrat, Republican, independent, or not registered to vote. It doesn't matter. When you said believe all women, I saw no footnotes, no asterisks.
Conway speaking there on Fox News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is sending teams to Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware to work with states to ensure meat processing facilities are complying with safety guidelines after a spike in COVID-19 cases in facilities. The CDC will work with facilities to work on proper social distancing. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Protests are taking place in states run by Democratic governors, including the state of New York. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office.
Protests also taking place in Michigan. In fact, President Trump is calling on Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to negotiate with stay-at-home protesters and make a deal. The House Judiciary Committee wants Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos to testify. Seven bipartisan members wrote a letter saying his deputies may have misled Congress over Amazon's use of third-party seller data. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Amazon used the data to plan its own product strategy. If true, that would contradict statements Amazon officials made in sworn testimony before Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Lots of protests going on. We hear, well, as we know, there was the Michigan State Capitol protest. They were rallying against stay-at-home orders, which I believe Michigan Governor Whitmer did extend. There is a anti-shelter-in-place protest planned in San Francisco around City Hall. Illinois stay-at-home order in Chicago Loop is going to be a protest. In a North Carolina cemetery, there's a protest. Again, anti-stay-at-home order protest. It's people getting kind of grumpy. And, you know, there are, what we talked about earlier in the show this morning about how, you know, you have a lot of employees that do not want to go to work, they're afraid. You start to wonder who's the majority? Is it the majority of people that are afraid of this virus and don't want to go out there and work? Or is the majority of people saying, I want the economy to open up, I want to get back? And there's a disconnect here. Because, I mean, obviously not everybody's protesting, and not everybody is, you know, not wanting to go back to work. You know, when a media outlet covers a story, it's publicized, and it's pretty, sometimes it's exaggerated, etc. But you also have protests of people like Amazon, Instacart workers. They are going to launch a May Day strike to protest treatment during the coronavirus pandemic. So it looks like you can pick a protest on all sides if you want. Workers from companies including Amazon, Instacart, and Target are protesting what they say are inadequate measures from the companies to protect them during the spread of COVID-19. So we got protesters saying, open us back up. We have protesters saying, look, we've been working for you and we're not being protected. You know, a bunch of people are still getting sick or dying around us of COVID. You know, and then you have people who are going to protest that's going to come up in the next week or two. Ones who lose their unemployment because they don't take their job back when their employers hire them back because of the PPL loan. So with the May Day protest, they say warehouse workers and grocery employees at Amazon and Whole Foods and Instacart and Target owned Shipt, S-H-I-P-T, have banded together for the protest on May Day or International Workers' Day. The workers, whose jobs obviously are critical during this shutdown, are calling for more personal protective equipment, professional cleaning services, and hazard pay from their employers. Those groups of workers have each previously waged individual protests since March, companies described as little impact on operations. But Friday marks the first time today that workers classified as essential will combine their efforts. According to Christian Smalls, this is a matter of life or death. Former Amazon worker who was fired from a Staten Island warehouse in March because he helped organize the effort. He said the virus is killing some of our employees. So workers at 25 different Amazon warehouses are expected to walk out, I think, in the next hour or two, and petition in front of the facilities. They will be joined by Instacart, Shipt, and other workers. Other Amazon workers are planning to call off their shifts Friday to protest what they see as the company's lax responses to safety precautions. Small says he expects thousands of workers in the United States to take part. Now, one of you had written me last night about staff not wanting to come back and accusing business owners of putting profits before employees. And this is something we need to talk about because this could get very ugly very fast. So as an employee, if I was home with my kids and I had grandma and I didn't want to get any of them coronavirus, I'd want to stay home. If luckily unemployment was covering things, why go and expose them? I get that. Okay? If I was an employer and I got this PPL loan that says you better hire everybody back, you have 8 weeks to spend this money or you owe it all back plus some, I'd be like, all right, I guess I, you know, they don't want us to furlough people. They want us to hire them. We're going to hire them. They might not have to go in. They could stay at home, but we'll hire them. Again, that money's going to be less than what people are making on unemployment. So if people say no, like I said, employees are going to now be forced with the decision of making less money or losing their job. But that was kind of, the plan was people not be on unemployment. It didn't work out that way. Unemployment was so much more cush that more people are taking unemployment than wanting to come back to work. Businesses that want to open up are going to need their employees to get back to work. Employees may in return say, you're putting us at risk. And they wouldn't have a wrong argument with that if coronavirus is still out there and it's still deadly and it's still widespread. We don't have a vaccine. We don't have medication. Yeah. You go in outside of your house. You taking a car, driving down a freeway, going into an office. Somebody could have a bacterial pneumonia, cough on you. Absolutely. You leaving your house, you could get into a car accident. You could be pulled over by a cop. You could be carjacked. There could be workplace violence. Yeah. I mean, this idea of people being put at risk, it's unfortunate. You are. You are taking your life in your hands, leaving the comfort of your home. But yeah, small business owners are being accused of putting profits before employee safety. Well, if they're only allowed to open up with masks and with social guidelines, and their rent is due, and they have to pay, and they have to pay employees, they have to hire their employees back by the agreement of getting money, that's not up to them. So a lot of employers are like, well, how do I not look like the bad guy here? So we're seeing protests on all sorts. And, I mean, maybe one protest that needs to be done is for us to get the real hard facts. We're hearing from one end that people are dying left and right, and body bags being stored in U-Hauls, and U-Haul, from what I understand, is upset about that one. And, you know, bodies everywhere. And then we're hearing on the other end going, guys, it's empty. I mean, we could take care of some diet. We could take care of other you know, people. If anybody, we're open. There's nothing going on here. In fact, we're furloughing staff because there's nobody coming into the hospital urgent care in some parts of the country. You have some doctors saying, look, you know, we had to put the code down for coronavirus-related death, even though we really think his heart attack wasn't all coronavirus-related. So I think the next protest that might come, since you have people really split on the reopening or the not reopening, or the, you know, forcing essential workers to work, you know, without having all these extra precautions and hazard pay. And, you know, I mean, if people demand hazard pay when a company, and I get Amazon's making a crap load of money, but as people return to work, if companies are working at half capacity because they're not allowed to see more people, and they have to get hazard pay, they're going to go broke. So I'm wondering if the next protest is, guys, can you be very honest about the hype? When I hear in an area where there was like 16 deaths or whatever throughout these whole 3-4 months, and I'm hearing people say, oh, I cannot put my life in jeopardy. You're like, but wait, more people died of the flu. I mean, you served dinner to people with a fever just 6 months ago, and now you won't come back because there's, you know, 16 people died in your county or state. So, and again, you know, it's debatable whether it's an excuse or it's not. I mean, I understand there's fear. But the big argument that people have when they don't want to come back to work is, I don't want to get exposed. Well, so, you know, what do we do? It's interesting to see the protests. We're going to, when we come back, talk about what's going on in California. Governors and counties are at odds. But, we're more divided now than we've ever been. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So California Governor Newsom has been now blasted for his approval list of outdoor activities, including watching the sunset. Now, remember, in Nevada, we just, you know, had a big issue with pickleball and how we were allowed to play pickleball. We are allowed to pick up our curbside cannabis, but we still can't get a haircut, go to the gym, go to the dentist for a lot of routine procedures and cleanings. What's happening with the dentist is they're not allowed to use, in some states, they can use handheld tools, but they can't use automatic tools. So when you have cleanings and things like that where you need buffers and all that, they can't use them yet. So back to California. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has been slammed for publishing a list of activities residents are allowed to enjoy under lockdown. He said millions of the state residents can still meditate. They could still play singles, badminton. They could climb trees. They could ride a bike. They could watch the sunrise while complying with social distancing. This is like something out of a book. Like 1984, or I don't know. We will allow you to watch the sunset. Many who have been stuck inside for weeks criticized him for policing the population, mocked him for trying to be an quote, all-powerful leader, and said his suggestions came straight from a California tourism commercial. He released the list as Vodac County in Northern California announced that they are going to defy his lockdown orders by opening bars and restaurants. While Huntington Beach and Dana Point, councils voted to sue the governor for closing the beaches. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes also vowed not to take enforcement action because his community has been singled out and the state has failed to recognize the sacrifices made by citizens. Mayor Lynn Cimetta said Governor Newsom's mandate to close all beaches in Orange County today was a jarring decision that significantly impacts us here in Huntington Beach. I like Huntington Beach. So, you're allowed to throw a ball or softball. You're allowed to crab. Really? You can crab? You can go on a picnic. Why are you going to picnic with your stay-at-home household members? You just can't do it on a beach. It's interesting how somebody wrote, I am so grateful that my Lord and Master Gavin Newsom has graced us with a list of outdoor activities that we are, quote, allowed to do. Let us peasants bow on bended knee and vow to be worthy of his merciful thoughtfulness. Oh, this is a power trip for all these, you know, politicians. They say, given that Orange County has among the lowest per capita COVID-19 death rates in California, the action by the state prioritizes politics over data, in direct contradiction of the governor's stated goal, they say, to allow science and facts to guide our response to this horrible global pandemic. Now, Harmeet Dillon, California Republican Party vice chairwoman, described Governor Newsom as going off the deep end when he closed beaches to enforce social distancing. She told Fox News' Laura Ingraham, the goalposts keep moving with his governor. At the beginning of this crisis, many of us were complimentary of his willingness to work with our president. But in the last couple of weeks, he really has gone in the opposite direction. I think the legislators not in session, nobody is asking him for questions. She goes, I feel like I'm back in grade school, and the state of California, Orange County, or whatever target of the day, is being sent to the principal's office. She said there's no due process, there's nobody to appeal to, and there is no connection between your behavior and the punishment you're experiencing. So, Orange County had 2,300 cases and 45 fatalities as of Friday morning. The state has 50,000 confirmed infections, 2,000 overall. It's a, I'll show you guys the numbers. About a million people have recovered from what we understand globally. And, you know, we are turning the tide. Overall cases has been 3.3 million. Overall deaths globally has been 237,000. In America, and again, expect numbers of cases to go up because we're testing. America has 1.1 million total cases. We are testing and we have more test kits. We've had 64,000 deaths, still rising. But, again, would like to know a little bit more scoop on these deaths. Are they flu? Are they heart attack? Are they pneumonia? Did the coronavirus cause all that, or was it coincidental? Spain, by the way, is at 242,000 cases. Italy, 207,000 cases. UK, 177,000 cases. France, 167,000 cases. Germany, 163,000 cases, rounding out the top six. In terms of death rates, Spain is at 24,000. Italy, 28,000. UK, 27,000. France, 24,000. When we look at the individual states, California has been starting to see a spike, but there's been a lot of questioning on how their death rate remained low and then all of a sudden higher. Is it because they got a new strain? Is it because during the social distancing, people did, because it went up after social distancing. Before social distancing was implemented, they only had a few hundred deaths. Now they're at 2,000. So were people defying the order, or is the reporting being done differently? You know, there's been a lot of discussions, and we've seen the CDC reports of the CDC guidelines on if you can't test the patient but you think it's coronavirus, put it down. Don't put it as the first cause of death, but put it down on line two or three saying, look, coronavirus. If you think, even if they didn't test positive. So there might have also been a change in the reporting. We are assuming that all 24,000 people who died in New York, tragically, died because they got coronavirus and then they got sicker and then they got sicker. That might not be the case. New Jersey is 7,500 deaths, Massachusetts 3,500 deaths, Illinois 2,300 deaths, California 2,000 deaths, Pennsylvania 3,500 deaths, Michigan 3,700 deaths. So, you know, I saw pictures of the beach. I saw pictures of people hitting the beach. They were distanced. I mean, you see, you know, people in their clusters, you know, of family members or whatever, distanced. Plus, I mean, you got fresh air. Now, I get you got a sea breeze, and maybe somebody can blow coronavirus or something else. So, you know, what is the answer? I get how politicians are going to be in trouble if they loosen lockdown orders. Politicians are in a bad spot. That's why they're politicians. Politicians are in a bad spot. If they release the shutdown order too early, and then all these numbers, which I can't control, because again, we don't know for sure, skyrocket, they get in trouble. You caused people to die. You killed people. If they don't release the lockdown order, and the economy continues to tank, they're in trouble too. But here's the thing, that's the safest route for a lot of them. It's the safest route. Because they would rather, when they're up there on the podium, or they're, you know, campaigning or in a debate, they would rather defend keeping the country, keeping their state in line with other states during a recession than being accused of killing people. So, and many of them think that they're already hated anyway, so they might as well err on the side of caution. So Governor Newsom is going to double down. And from what I understand, he has, again, closed all the beaches. Right now, there's a legal showdown. Orange County beaches, apparently, they voted to seek a temporary injunction to block the move, and the county sheriff's and his department is not going to make arrests. The governor ordered Orange County beaches to close, so it's going to be really interesting to see. And again, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't see how healthy it is just to stay home. I don't want you to get a deadly virus, but you can only be living in a bubble so long. U-Haul's a little ticked off. U-Haul has cut ties and given a lifetime ban to a Brooklyn funeral home because they stored bodies in trucks. Andrew T. Cleckley Funeral Services in Flatlands is no longer welcome to Reverend U-Haul. The U-Haul trucks used by the funeral home to hold corpses are also being decommissioned so they could be deep cleaned. There is a wrongful, egregious, and inhumane use of our equipment. They said our trucks are designed for household moves. Properly caring for the remains of people's loved ones requires vehicles suited specifically for that purpose. Our trucks absolutely cannot be rented for this reason. Well, I guess. I think they're going to get fined. 1-877, Doc Sally, don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.